So we start in Siman Kuf Aleph on both sides. Sif Gimel. Kuf Aleph. Sif Gimel. Tanagolas benot sushin is arva b'acheres b'teila. Shere ena real this gabi lefnei orchim kemo shehi. Afal pi sha'akashin is arva hesiru hanotso. V'chein lo chashiva real this gabi elam ken him avushalas. Whee! This is so beautiful. It's a sheet that's yochid. Made it into the mechar. V'chein kevet sholem o chaticha gadol yosem yidai. Woo! Lo chashiva real this gabi. This is what the Rush said. This, all this is completely wrong. But the presumably the Ra'or, the Rashba say it's correct, and as a result, it made it into the Shulchan Aruch as the first view. V'yesh kolkim mechozeh. It's true. Quotes the Rush. Yesh kolkim mechozeh. That is correct. But nonetheless, the first opinion is quite strong. We saw it in the Ran as well. Says the Ramo v'chein noagin v'machmir. Milvad Tarnagolas Benotzosa the Mechuseras Maisa Godo. The Nogan Boshi Batel. We mentioned that the Sefer Bari HaShulchan says a Maisa Godo, based on what the Achronim suggests, is with a tremendous Tircha. And if it has a tremendous Tircha, so we say that the things that could have changed in the olden days, it had a lot of Tircha. Today, on a machine, comes off right away. Okay. It's interesting. If you look at the Pisrei Tshuva, Piskei Tshuva points out there's a bit of a contradiction as far as Einam Uvushelos is concerned. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, again, forgive me. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch way in Sif Ches, talks about the Kurkavan, okay, talks about Shuman, Machshirim Acheros, says the Piskei Tshuva Zayin. Hikshu the Dimriya Machabis Sasri Hadodi. The Khan and in Siftes Mashma, Ho Enum Domos Asuros, Vokan Mari Bikvosim Shlemim, Kamatarnagolas near the Marik Shi Chayo, Liachabish Liefshal Chabin Ashuma, Uliabasid Gimokos of a Machaber, No Hashiba will discover, Elam Kanim of Vashelas, Astira, Harbi Yeshuvim is there. Maybe he Siv Ches and Tesla go and quote the Yesh Kolkim that he has in Siv Gimel. But the contradiction is raised by the Pisrei Tshuva and Siv Kon Zayin between Siv Gimel on the one hand and Siv Ches and Tes on the other hand. Now, Kiveger and Siv Ches has a teretz. I'm not sure what the many teretzim are that the Pisrei Tshuva alludes to, but the Kiveger, he says as follows. Avolo chad b'chad. No, chad b'chad is an important principle. Chad b'chad is one-on-one. It's not that it's batul b'rov. It's one-on-one, and one-on-one has a different status. It's considered to be as if it is certainly there. Not going into all the details. Fine. Let us turn our attention, Rabosai, to the question of the issue of whether in fact things change that we have a machine. Is it really true? Is it true or not true? So in order to show you that there's a counterpoint, the Bari HaShulchan said it's true, but I may have mentioned to you last time that the Megillah Sefer doesn't like it. Let's show you inside. Benyamin, you want to help me out? I'm not sure what's on my screen here. New software is available from Apple. I'm not sure what that means. So you can get me out of the Hebrew books. It'll be fine. Am I working? So, again, what's unique about Tarnagolas Benotzosa? Why is it unique? It was a whole fight. The Rosh Asad everything, the Ran and the Mechaber, the first day of his Mat, everything. And for some reason, we say that Minotosa is unique. We take a different position. So the Bnei Shulchan assume it's a bigger tircha to pluck feathers, as we have evidence from one of our experts in feather pluck, it's difficult. Now you have a machine to do it, it takes 2 seconds. So the whole thing should change. We're in Simen Kuf Aleph Sif Gimel. That's where we are. So the question is, yeah. Thank you so much. Let's look inside and see what it says. Thank you. He quotes the very opinions. I can't even read it again. Okay, this is so far. Mechab is make like there are only by Mavushal. Why? The Rabbanan. You learn the Mekel. But the Steerus in Shulchan Aruch, as we pointed out, Pisrei Tshuva, we just saw, Chad B'chad, Kivega, fine. Whatever. Ramal is like the Rush, fine. So far, so good, just a Chazar. But now, he quotes the Badei HaShulchan. Nowadays, the machines. Okay, machines are different. This my name. Aim is at Tircha Gedol. Right? Tircha. The truth is, he says, that in the Rishonim, you don't see the word Tircha. He assumed it meant Tircha. That's what I assumed. There's no. The Rosh says, Lo Chashiva. And there he says, Mechusar Maisa. Maisa Gedol, that we saw. Tircha, who said it first? Yam Shul Shlomo. Okay, so you can't blame the Badei HaShulchan. He quotes the Maharshal. It's an impeccable source. Right? Simen and Gimel. Okay, no, the Behuda learns that way. Pischei Tshuva, Sifkot and Dalet. Let's take a look. Sifkot and Dalet, Pischei Tshuva. I am Tshuva, it's not a Behuda. Shekosa de Chaticha Shein Emenu Keres. What's Menu Keres? My expert in meat. What's Menu Keres? What's Nikur? What's Nikur? What do we call in the Yiddish? Treibering. Right from the word tarba, which means fat. You remove the fat and the Gid Anasha. That's a very important part of deveining and removing fat. Without that, you can't eat meat. Lohavi real is kabit. Why? Kevan de Ika Tircha. It's a very. Have you ever done treibering? Only on chickens. Okay, chickens have no Gid Anasha, have no fat. It's easy to, much easier to deal with chickens than to deal with red meat. Okay? That's what he's suggesting. So you see, klar, it's an issue of tircha. Right? This is the word tircha is found explicitly in the Oda Behuda quoted by the Pischei Tshuva, as it's found originally in the Maharshal. So on this basis, we can't fault the Badei HaShulchan for saying that nowadays there's no tircha anymore. Okay? And he has questions. Very interesting question. Tell me, cooking is not a tircha. Who cooks here? Who's a cook? Raise your hand if you cook. It's not hard to cook. You gotta cook a piece of your meat. You gotta put in spices. You gotta put in this. You gotta check how much time. You gotta up. I mean, I can't do it if I tried. But even for those who can do it, it's a tircha, is it not? He thinks that cooking. You have to salt it. Have you salt meat? Salt chicken, right? That's also a shtickle pain in the neck. What's a bigger pain in the neck? Salting and cooking it, or removing the skin and the feathers? You've done both?
Not the chicken.
Yeah. Removing the feathers. Yeah, oh, see, yes. Maybe the author never did it in his life. But he thinks that our Sheikh says that faker, removing the feathers is a bigger tircha than the salting and cooking. He thinks not that way. Afal pikein ein de mevatas chashiva sachaticha. The Al Yehuda has its kasha. I brought in the Al Yehuda. Those want to look it up. I always like to show you, give you opportunities to look things up. Here we are in Simon Kuf Aleph. When he says it, pei yud hey Aleph, it means pirish aruch. He has pirish aruch and pirish akotzer. Does the Al Yehuda? So this is a pirish aruch yud. That can be found on page Mem Dalit. Mem Dalet. Says Tosa Melicha. Nikru bevadei ma'akev du kamo ma'isa beguf ha'dovo. Torech yosni ma'asoras ha'notza. He says Nikru is a bigger pain in the neck. And he says, Nikru ha'chelev, Nikru ha'giri ha'dam. It's not really required. And he says, melicha is not ma'akev because you can eat it sleep. You don't have to do melicha if you're roasting it. He's discussing these issues. He says that Bishul, Mechuse Bishul, Abavare Bishul, Umaisa Godi, Yosim, Asaras, Anotza, Vohor. As he says at the very beginning of Al-Siyud.
Just skimming it is pretty easy.
Okay. Whatever it may be. So, how do you get out? This, those who want to go play this page, Mem Dalet and Aleph, for those who want to see it later on. So what does he say? Something very interesting. More kashas he has. He says over here, what's his notzasa? Dependent machlokas, the taz and the shach and kuf yud, which quoted by Prima Gadam over here. In chaticha achas nechlecha miktsasa real iskabe, miktsasa any real iskabe. Hakol aser, came and shakol mechaticha achas, v'hachelak a world is kaved, also gamas chaver sheni world is kaved. Shabbos agrees. So here too, the head is cut to different parts. It'll depend upon this shaila, the front part, the back part. Okay, he has more kashas. I'm not going to spend all this kashas. You can look it up yourself. Where's his punchline? There he is. Not for the Gedolei Achronim, the Marshal, not the Yehuda, the Nupsha. Ein adav atoli begodel atircha, and the bechashivus atikun. And he quotes a Tosis in Masech, the Yevamos Pe'alaf from the base. After Shor Shochot, Bo'or Nechshev Chaticha Roel Eskabe, we call him Shulchai, not. Not because of the Tircha, because Ein Shem Ochel Klal. It's not considered an Ochel. These Rishonim say, as long as it's been otzasa, ba'ora, ein lo adayin shem ochel klal, kemishu adayin mitzurasa k'moshaya k'shoya chay, like a look when it was alive. U'kemo shalo oros, ein chashivu shalo this battle, el yachash sha'osa mehem kli choshu. U'le seir noz, mehem chashivu shalo yachash sha'orek mehem begad u'kavur b'toys zvachem ayin beiz, the konon l'chein ein lem chashivu v'mashu yochel asas mizeh kli u'begad, so to hear, it's not called an ochel, unless you already skinned it and you got rid of the feathers. Then it's considered to be an ochel. Nothing to do with tircha. That's the case. Even bismaneinu, where there's no tircha, just take a person machine, doesn't matter. It's not a food before you got rid of the skin and before you got rid of the feathers. So you're saying against the body of shulchan. Okay? It's not a matter of how much tircha, which the achronim, marshal, not a Yehuda say. Rather, it's a matter of it has a shame ochel or no shame ochel. Okay. Now you think, Rabosai, why should we spend so much time on these topics? Doesn't really happen in real life, does it? Well, apparently it does. He gives a very interesting case. Look at this case. A real life case. Watch Shalem. They got underlined by mistake. Shalem. There was a Mishchetes Ofos. We have a man here who knows how to shech chickens. Just imagine this case, okay? So you can understand it. Hapoelas al ikorot shel seret no. Who's this? Who knows what seret no means? Come on. Assembly line, right? Seret no, the line keeps moving, right? Uvachol mishmeres shochtim chamisha shochtim. Vacholechim em shochet. Kemeah v'chamishim ofos. Ben bokan es hasagam ben oflof. Fine. V'acha mishmeres nivdak sakina shalechad mehem v'nimtza pogum. Wasn't our man. His sack was never pogum. Some other sheikhet had a knife, a nick in the knife. Rabbi said, nick in the knife, that means it's a shechita. It's potentially no good. Hello. If it's a nick in the knife, what could go wrong? No, I asked Shechita. What can go wrong with the nick? It can tear instead of having it slice evenly, right? It could be a tear. It could be a drosa. It could be whatever. It's not a smooth. We're not looking for Shechita now. It's a suffic issa. El shehem uravim berova ofas aksheim. Sheshachtu shara shochtim. 4 out of 5 shochtim had a perfect knife. Vais arvus shalaofos hois on the mishah shetarnagolos soyubinot sason. It's true they got mixed up when they still had the feathers on, obviously. Avol bishah shenimseis hasak in peguma v'noda ha'iser kvar nimretu ha'notzos mikolofos edem machonos ha'michodos lakach. V'kosu ha'achroni, here's the problem. Shalom mekilim b'tarnagolos b'notzos ela b'noda ha'isur kodem ha'soras ha'notzos shekvar batel v'nechozim v'irach ha'soras ha'notzos avu b'noda ha'isur ha'soras ha'notzos. You only find out after the feathers were removed. Ain't no batel. Why? The ad shenoda tarovas lo chala bitel. The Yachshav Shenoda lo, the Yachshav she is battle, the Havi Chaticha Ruyel Iskabed, take a look at Pischit Shuvah Sivkot, and hey, quoting the Radvaz, and this Pribagonim quotes a pre-Torah, Chavaz Das. Where's all this come from? The Rosh, Sov Perikir Anosh, Lam and Zayim, she saw a long time ago, the Chalos HaBitl, Eno B'Shaz HaTaroves, Elo B'Shaz Shenoda HaYisr, V'lo Maspik She'et Tenoyim LeBitl, B'Shaz HaYis Arvis, Let's take a look for a minute in Pischei Tshuva here, Sivkot and Hey. Please look inside. He says one line. Imlo nimtzei satreifat achas shenas aruil iskabed lo batel. It's called one line. It tells you in here where it comes from. So we're in deep trouble. We're in trouble. The shalom really happened. It really happened. In Eretz Yisrael somewhere. So he quotes himself. Number 1, Chaticha Gedola V'chaya Hefzad Merubi La'an Rashba. It's not considered real discovery. Shulchan Aruch quotes his opinion. Okay? And there's another tzarev. Suffolk Trefus. It's not a Vadai Trefa. Saka Paguma, Suffolk Nevela. His case was Suffolk Trefa. Here it is, Suffolk Nevela. Again, this is quoted in the Chasam Sofer, here in Sivkotan Dalit. Take a look at some brackets. I am Shuvas Chasam Sofer, Chaticha Gedola Gam Chaya. So he quotes the Rajba, the Ra'ah, that say it's not a royal discovery at all. And he combined it with what? With Suffolk Treif. If you look in the original. Here too, it's only a Suffolk Nevela. That was his first point. Fine. More than that, maybe we should rely on the Ra'ah itself, etc. Din Zeh, watch this now. She Yisad Lanu Harosh. Shabitul chal rak b'shas hayadiyah, eino muskim l'chuli alma. As the Yad Yehuda writes in Sivkot l'ches, that there are rishonim who deny it. Who deny it? Who denies it? Who denies this? For us, the rush of Simon Lam and Zayin is an accepted fact. You need b'shas hayadiyah. So I looked it up in the Yad Yehuda. And it tells you who denies it. Sivkotan Ches, I believe it is. Simon Kufalev Sivkotan Ches. Who denies it? Tells you who denies it. The Rashba and the Ra'ah. Now, doesn't tell you where they are. Perhaps he means the Rashba and the Ra'ah in our sugya. I brought my fancy version of the Torah Sabayis with me, so we can look it up. Because the Rashba we know over here is in Shbayis Dalet Shar Aleph, what they call over here Yud Gimel Amud Beis. That's where our sugya is brought up. Perhaps there, perhaps, sure, I'll just look for a minute. Perhaps they will be able to find the citations to which the Yad Yehuda refers. Okay. I'm not finding it over here. So whoever wants to look it up can find it. I'm not sure where it is. He says that the Vedic Abayas never even heard of it, this concept of the Rosh. And the Rashba, although he did hear of it, thinks that the Vedic Abayas is correct. Yes?
So isn't the Chumrah of the Ma'at based on the Rosh anyways?
Chumrah of what?
The Ramah's based on the Rosh?
That's a different Rosh. If you want to say Manashach, the Rosh is when we're following for all these Chumras, and the Rosh is Machmir, you need your Diyah. Okay, they'll say it's a svek. Follow the Rosh and everything. Whatever, that's what I can't find it right now. Found this right now for this particular page. I have a chance if you look it up. I'll leave you the Yad Yehuda. Please, I'll leave you Torah Sabayis. Tomorrow, if you find it for me, please let me know exactly where it is. Fine? Good. Rabbi said it's called a Sivvav. Kuf Aleph, Sivvav. Kuf Aleph, please. Sivvav. Oh, the barrier of a chaticha will describe a low batli davka ba'odam shlemin. Aval im nechtachu onisrasku achenevda tsuroson batli. The su lo chashivi. Okay. You need shlemin. Says the Taz. And the Sivkot and Yud Aleph. Don't put these two together. This is false. Which is presumably our sif. Sivav. The low bottom chashivus of Mikoach Nisrasik or Nechta Achetaabe Tsurasa. That's what it said in the Shulchan Aruch. Achenev the Tsurasa. Ein Dome Zelaberia. The Chol Shenitl Ksas Mimeno. Ein Shame Berio Leho. What's he saying? The Taz is saying, end of Sivkot Yud Aleph, you cannot compare Beria to Chaticha Rulis Gabe. Chaticha Rulis Gabe, you have to take away so much, it loses its Chashivus. But in Beria, even the slightest amount is no longer a Beria. It's a simple pshat. However, the Gilyan Mashah in Sivav adds something. V'nifrach mimenu ksas ayadei bishul lo botel mitoras beria ein debes Yosef Mogan Avram simen reish yud. What's that? Who knows nechus brachas? Simen reish yud, the din of beria nechus brachas. If you have a beria, then even if it's small in the shear, you may want to have to chiv a bracha achrona, especially if it's min shiva. So there it's quoted, if a little bit comes off in the cooking process, it's still considered to be a barrier. What about over here? Some say no. Some say no. It wouldn't apply over here. Again, another story which King went to in great detail, but just bring you the concept to your attention. Fine. Over here, Nevda Tsurasan, which we saw over here, Pasha says it lost its original shape. It means even if it didn't lose any of its material, it got crushed. Look at the Gra, Sifkaton, Yud, Zayin, Nevda, Lokoi, Ela, Chaticha, Ruil, Iskabe. As it says in the previous Simon, it doesn't go on barrier. It's only going on Royal Iskabe. This is a discussion whether it's true or not. The Rashba, he's making on barrier as well. So it's a machloikis. Finally, v'ein chiluk ben esarv b'minam o shelo b'minam. We're going to come to that in the next siman. For yesh lamatirin, there is a distinction. Here not, says the shachs of Kotin Yudches. Kloma, the chaticha will discover afilu shelo b'minam labat b'yalef. Who, as opposed to the Isav Heter, look in Simon Kuv Beis, because in Simon Kuv Beis, by Yeshua Matirin, it's found. I am the Kamon Kuv Tes of Kot Nches, Kosafti, Hechi Mashkachas of the Chaticha, real Iskabe, this Arva, Shalom Bemino. Rabosim, it's a different min, you can recognize it. Pilei Ploim. Let's go right now, it was on today's Marabakos, we'll see you ready right now. The Shach, Simon Kuv Tes, Siv Kot Nches. It's a wonder. Let's take a look together. Kuv Tes of Kot Ches. He refers to himself. What happened in the Ramah? Avol Shalom Bemino Ven Makiro. Afilu Yavish B'Yavish requires Shishin. What does it mean? How can Yavish B'Yavish Shalom Bemino? It's a contradiction. So he gives a few different examples. Siv Ches begins. Kagon. Shen Nifrach Lechatichos Dakos. It was chopped into tiny pieces. It's in fact mimishenamino, but you cannot tell one from the other because they're too small. Okay. Towards the end, he suggests chalukin betaman v'shavin memara. In other words, we have this old shmo tama business. So over here, it's different taste. But it looks the same. Since it looks the same, you can't tell one from the other. He goes into this other possibility. Or, Rabbi Osai, he says, on top, there are two or three types. V'noda she'echad mehem osur, but v'eino yodeya eze mehem. Can you imagine that? Shochet kamamine. You don't know, is it chicken, is it turkey, is it whatever, goose? You checked it three different minim, and you're shlach toys. We know one was no good, we know which one. So it's a yavish b'yavish, mimishen aminim. Give three examples of shach did, how you can find yavish b'yavish, mimishen aminim. It's very small, teeny, or it's a different shen, but it looks different time. But it looks the same. Or, one was Nessa, you just not sure which one. Those were three examples which he gives in Kuf Tes Ches, which he refers to here in Kuf Aleph Yud Ches. And we're going to get to it in Kuf Beis as well. Rabbosa, we're now ready to start the new Sugya, the Sugya of Dov Hashesh Lamatir. But in order to show you this Sugya, I think it's appropriate we put on the screen some old fashioned Gemaras. So, you had to get me Gemara playing old fashioned Gemaras. Want everyone to see it inside. You may have seen it already. The opening line of today's Maram Lekomas. Not everyone either saw it or remembers it. It's good that we should see it inside. What do we prefer? Tzura Sadafa Baral. Who do you prefer? Tzura Sadafa Baralan. No? Tzura Sadafa. Right, Tzura Sadafa. How do you get that? It's in Hebrew books? Why not? Talmud Bavli is a Hebrew book. Aramaic book. Is it? Shas. Well. Yeah, no, it's Daf Yomi. Oh, it'll take a long time till we get there. Beitz or Gimel and Beitz? There you go. Thank you. Can everyone see in the back? Bigger? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. If you have your Maram Makomas, we pick up where the Gemara says, Usfeiko Asura. Thank you, Benjamin. Usfeiko Asura. What are we talking about over here? Beitz Shinol Debiot, if you're looking at a Sechta. Usfeiko Asura. We're not sure, was this Beitz Shinol Debiot or not? Rashi explains. Usfeiko Asura. Kosaga dadach savik no de biyantif savik b'chol is asura biyantif. Fine, okay. Before she brisa in this arba bi'elef kulan asuris Okay, one of the thousand, they're all us. Bishlam al-Rabba, Diamat Mishim Hachana, Havis Fegad al-Rais. Habol Sayyab, Lenin Hachana the Rabba. If you have a Shabbos Yontif back to back, Ain Shabbos Yontif, Mechon Yontif, Mechon Shabbos, it's a Fegad al-Rais. Fine. Chosvei Rais al-Khumr. Fine. El Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzhak, Diamat Mishim Gzeiro, Fegad Rabbanani, Chosvei Rabbanan the Kula. Amalei. Seifa saw the Suffolk Trefa. Suffolk Trefa, Rav Osai. Suffolk Trefa is a shadow of a Doraisa. Says Rashi, Suffolk Nol the Britannical is Trefa. Vla beyond the koi. I did the Ire be Isa Beitza, Ire Nami Baha. All eggs are on eggs. Forget the phrase. You put all the eggs in one basket. If we're talking about eggs of the Boron Yontif, it becomes eggs of Trefa too, even though it's not connected conceptually. Fine, let's go right. Okay, so it's going on treif. Ihochi, aim a sefer. This arva be elef kul nasuris. I amit bishlam a suffik yont of suffik chol. Have a dover sheyesh lo matirin. Here's the line. V'chol dover sheyesh lo matirin. Afilu be elef lo botil. The arvit suffik treifa. Dover sheyesh lo matirini. V'tibotel beruba, Adkan, Rashi. Sheyesh lo matirin. Sheyochol lo ochle al chayantif behet agamor. Afilu be'elef lo botel. V'af al gav, dimidoraisa chad betre botel. Dichsiv. Why can I go further down? Blocked.
Ah, there it is.
Ah, terrific. Thank you. Dichsiv. Whoops. Achri Rabba Mahatos. Achmi Rabbanon. Ho v'yesh no matirin. Liachas man. Lo yochlenu bi yisur ayadei bittel. This is paraphrased by all the mafarshim. Ache tochlenu bi yisur. Tochlenu behetu. Why take a chance? That's why she's very balabatlish a concept of dove shesh na matirin. Afilu bi elef lo botel. Fine. The bosai so far so good? Good. Once we're here, a bosai, let's just take a quick look in Tosis. And I can't go up. What kind of crazy thing is this here? He's clicking, I'm dragging.
Dragging.
Try this one?
There's also an arrow all the way up.
Where's the arrow?
All the way up the top.
Top?
Right under
other
the
side.
Star.
Other side. Are there over? Underneath, favorite
top. A little bit.
This?
Yeah.
Ah, perfect. I'm about to say you're great. Vach, I want to see the Tosis. Is it big enough in the back, this Tosis? A little bit bigger? I'm afraid I'm going to lose it if I make it bigger. How do you make it bigger? What do you do?
So go to the top.
How do you make it bigger?
If you drag, click on this thing.
This guy?
You could go all the way up. And click on this. No, you probably do it on that. Here's the plus.
Ah, that's bigger, but it also cut the whole tissues.
Right, so.
And now I got to go on the bottom, and I can't get to the bottom again. I'm telling you, this is complicated. Now what? Ah, good. Now I got the other direction. Whoa! Ah, now I get to the right. We go. It should work. Oh, come on. What? This is a little. Okay, stop. Go a little lower. A little lower. A little lower. Stop. I'm not playing this anymore. This is the end. trying to accommodate my Talmidim in the back, but this caused a lot of grief. Tosfos v'acheres v'acheres. Tema. D'im kein oses svek sveka. Whoa! A new concept, Rabbi Osai. Most of the half of Simmons Kuf Yud about svek sveka. We don't have time to go into it so much by Richas, at least in the regular Zman. But when it come up against it right here, let's talk about it, some of the fundamentals. Svek sveka. Uva taruvas v'achem ayin dalid. Koma mi'ika da oses svek sveka. Bisur ha'no. Amai lo posha le mi'ocha da svinim. Afgab dika so svek sveka bishlo mahidali el di oma sveka da surin is avim elef kul na suris. Nucha leforish. Catch this now. To the pirish of town. This arva bi elef a iser atzmo koi. How'd you learn, Psha? How'd you learn? The Bryce said, to sveka sura, from this arva bi elef kul na suris. What? What's this arva bi elef? I thought sveka. Rabbi Natan says, no. Rabbi Natan says, goes on Vaday. Okay. Inami hodoliel brisa hi, umay umay hach brisa vehacha mehach brisa dehosim. Avami brisa kasha le Mishnah. Acheres bacheres is a Mishnah later on. Akein lo goros Rabbi Natan bacheres bacheres. He changed the girsa. Changed the girsa. Here it is. A Mishnah. Tanan. Chavile tilton shel klai karam yidolkun is arva v'acheres, v'acheres, v'acheres. He crossed out the gears. For Yitzhak. Goros l'shat. Afal pikein, lo motzi l'mivshat mehocha, the kimlon kol dovesh yesh l'chashivus, en obotel ele betrei rube, l'kak en obotel hocha. Aval hosa mochiach l'mitrei rube, the komar, in the sarev ruba betoch ruba v'otanya. Havalocha ain't can't trade rubish. The tarufas are reaching to the shovel. Chad bechad. So before Rabbi Kivagin, this is the source for chad bechad. Doesn't count chad bechad as one of the tarufas. I just wanted to share once we're on this daf. But one more thing I have to share on the next daf. Talmud Bavli Beit Sadaf Gimel. I have to the very next daf. Press this. Oh no.
You press the small X right over there.
Small X. This.
No.
This. Next. This guy?
Yeah.
Top. To the top. Can we do the top? Next.
I'm not sure which one goes.
Am I not at the top yet?
Yeah, this is the top. This is
this one?
Yeah.
This is the other. Dollar. Thank you. Again, I'm not making it bigger. It's not Kedai. Let's squint for a minute. Rav Ashi Omar. Ah, let me make it bigger. I can't. It's not fair. I'll make it bigger. Even bigger. I'm taking a chance. Ah. Rav Ashi Omar. Shoo. Liolam Safek Yom Stov Yom Fekol Habidomish Matirin. Vodosh Matirin. Afilu B'derabon and Lo Botil. A new word, Rav Osai. The same as we say. Now what? Tova sheish lo matirin. Afilu be'elef lo botel. There's a nudin. Yesh lo matirin. Sveika derabonan l'chumra. Sveika derabonan l'chumra, Abosai. This is a unique din. It only applies... I'm trying to get this move to the side. I can't do that. I'll show you Rashi. It only applies... V'chihechi. I can't read it to you because...
Shrink it.
Oh, shrink it again. Ah, that's so smart. There we go. Are we going to read it now? Afilu derabanan, kon beitza de gzeres peres anoshini, lo batla betaravasa v'chihechi, de betule machmirina me'aytaima, b'sveika nami merachmirina me'aytaima. The same way, why take a chance on bitl? So why take a chance on sveika derabanan l'kula? Rav Ashi is consistent, gimel amud beis, to dalid amud alf. Are both any questions so far? Yes. Come to. If I get off to a different Masechta, I can still go back to Masechta Beitza easily? Not so easily?
Yeah.
I want to show you in the Dora, but I have to get back to Beitza. I can go out of order if it's too difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to finish the Beitzer first? Let's finish Beitzer. I'm afraid I'll lose it. Once we're in Beitzer, whoa, stop, don't go away. Did I get the daf? This?
Yeah.
Once we're here, let's finish up. Make it a little bigger and hope to take a chance. Take another chance. Ah, perfect. Tomesh Matirin, I feel about the Vim Toma, her pericious Liel, from the previous staff, Lamed Chesem and Aleph, Lo Shayach Tomesh Yesh Matirin, Ela Bemin Bemino. We just saw in the Shach a minute ago, by inference. We'll see it in Shulchan Aruch. Bemin Bemino. Yerushalmi Beferish. And here, what's the case? They move, put some salt in Hilchos Erev, Rav Osai. We think that Erev Tchum is only for people. It applies to possessions too. My possession can't move beyond my Tchum. So if I have a little salt in a porridge or whatever it is, in some dish, if it's my salt, then it's Yesh Matir. Wait till tonight, you can be able to move it. So you can't move it. It's Mimeshed Amina. Salt in Melech V'Tavlin. In some other item, v'yei shloma, v'yei nachinami, lo amina le'el b'min b'mino, hachaga b'tchumin shani, v'chamiri kilu havin min b'mino b'yalmo, came in the mamonu, since it depends upon ownership, it's called min b'mino, so all my money. Nu, od yei shloma, the came in the ha'isa eina nilosha ele de'amayim, v'akidera nitzkana b'shul ha'tavlin, you need the water to cook the, to bake the, to make the flour, to make the dough, and you need the spices to make the meat taste decent. In kank, she'irev zeh bezeh, havi ki'ilu min echot. Pshih, chidish. Pshih. That's just a coincidence of two disparate tastes. One is necessary for the other. The water is necessary to create the dough, and the spices are necessary to create a decent piece of meat to eat. I'd kind of also, I'm just putting, went out of order, just to show it to you in the same Masechta. Not to go to a different Masechta, I'm going to do that. Back to Shas.
Just press
here?
Where it says
Brachos. Brachos, yeah. Press Brachos.
No.
This?
Yeah.
Here. Here. Where's Nadarim? Nadarim doesn't say there was Shas. Look at this, great. Now I need to get the Dapin here. Nun Beis Amad Aleph. Thank you. Now, Rabosai, we have this run. And I have to make it a little bit bigger for you, but I'm not sure if I lose you. I hope I don't lose you. Let's try once, we always make it smaller. Oh, so far we're still good. Is it still too small in the back? You see it? Not so good? I'll try one more big, and I may lose you. Hold on. I lost some of it. Well, let's start off this way anyway. Kasha l'ravusazal. Heich yarmin and hocha. Dim yeshva v'nosin tam os v'mashma. V'ayma v'nosin tam mutter. V'nidorim dova shesha matirinu. K'darmin and nekaman perek nodo se yerek dafnun tesim v'amad aleph. Shud the mitzvah l'itshuli alayu. V'drabi nos, very important. Rabosai, normally yeshva matirin comes the heter by itself. Here to go, Hataras Nadarim requires an action on your part. Requires an action on your part, perhaps we shouldn't consider it to be Yeshua Matirin. Says Iran, yeah, but it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to take that action to Hataras Nadarim. It's a mitzvah. Okay, fine. Yeshloma. The Chiamrin, I feel the Bela Flo Botel, Hani Mili Min Bemino. Abel Hocha Kikatonim in this Arabi Acher, She'en Omino. To me, the Beitzim, She'en is Bash Luimo. Fakol She'en Omino, I feel the Dovish Matirin, Benos and Tan. It's a mefurish and mishnah and chala. Hanos in se'or me'isas chitim b'tom isas ores. Im yesh bo. Oh man. Oh no. Same business again. I want to move it over a little bit. Can I get to the bottom of this? Where's the bottom? What do I change? Now I want to scan this way. This?
Actually,
oh, perfect. Rabbi said we're in good shape. Thanks to Binyamin, we're in good shape. I have to go back again.
So now you need to
this.
Correct this and move it up the way.
Okay, everybody say, we're managing. Okay? Yesh bo tam dover chayeves vim la ptura. Okay, lama amruch a tevel osa b'kolshu. B'mino. So b'mino osa tam. Tevel dover shematirimu. Right? It can be mafrit. I feel like a ton of shenu b'mino osa tam. Hokinami isa b'yir had to be rishalmi in the darim. Rav Shimon said, Shema b'yishua, kol dover shematirin, gon tevel u'maisa sheni v'hektish. Tevel Rabosai is why is it Yesha Matirin? Just say I raise a Truman, 2%. Maisa Sheni, why is that? Why Maisa Yesha Matirin? Why? Why Maisa Yesha Matirin? Why? Either be Pod or else what else can you do? Bring it to Yerushalayim, yeah. Ve Hektish, be Pod. Ve Chodosh, what's Chodosh? When is the Yesha Matirin of Chodosh? Coming up soon. In a month, right? Pesach. Right, okay. Lo nostu bo chachamim shir ele min b'mina b'mashim shelo b'mina b'nostu tam b'furish yirishalmi v'chol she'en lo matirin gon truma min b'mina v'lo shelo b'mina b'nostu tam halei nidri mad ovid long k'dove shel matirin k'dove shel matirin mistabro m'abdi nidri matirin because why? Hazokein mitzachocham okay, right now the mei karo. Fine, yesh no matirin. Adka. The ficha hikshu al Rav Alfizal. Shekosav bihil chosav. Akash against the riff. What the riff, right? We saw this in the chulun. Perget anoshe, we saw this before. Pasha nefa im tzli betanur. The mai damrinon osu lochlem bakuta. Afagav the kam of the reichalav milsehi. Hainu taimah mishum. Nav yoshe matirin. The motzi lemechla bari bistro. You had meat, you had flesh, you know, a smell of flesh, eat with meat. Shemachi, I feel the belly of the bottle, ale dravza. So that's the riff. Amad is real, they zal. Da feel the shlob amino, lo bottle. Vievshe kemoshe gosav no barayas beruris. Dribs against the mefereshi rishalmi. Amru, top line over here on the screen. Shevshe shesamach arav. We just saw this on that Beit Alamites. Oh, good thing we saw it there. Isha sheshol amayim u'melach li'isos areheu kiragli shteyen u'parchin amay li'botel mayim u'melach gabi isa. Yeah, what do you answer? Yesh amatir, feel the bell of a bug. I have a mayim u'melach l'gabi isa. Omalu Rav Abba v'hareish nis'arev kavchitim shalom baseras kavman shal chavero. What happened? I start. Maybe Shenu Minu. I feel Hachi Yoav Tama Mishnei Shematirin. A right to the riff. Taisus Kasha Lamites. Alma Feel Shenu Minu Lo Bottle. Says the right. That's no. That doesn't mean that proves nothing. Shani Maimu Melech came in the Yisrael of Miss Avdala Bahu. You can't. You can't make a dough without water. It's an indispensable ingredient. Kimimimino dami, Tosis Teretz. Teda, quotes the Gemara at the beginning in Mesech the Beitza. For the battle of Mayim Umelach, the Gabi Isa. What did he say? Kavchit Nishlo Baseres Kamesh Ochaveiro, the Yochel Halov Vachodi. What, the guy's going to eat it? Can you imagine this? What will happen? In monetary majesty, he'll say it's Bittel? The guy's going to rip me off? Vachikol, they laughed at him. Omer Rabbi Yoshio, the shop of the Achikolei, they laughed at him. Maish nachitim besoron lo kamalu, now they mimishen amino. Who bottle? Chitim bechitim, now the Rabbi Yuda, who would lo bottle? The Rabbonim bottle. Come back to this. But to come Rabbi Yoshio, he will lo kamalu, maim u melech lega be isa chitim besoromu, shvamena the chitim bechitim, ikal le dvuyet, the fish yev shal isa lo maim, u melech. The riot from the Gemara and Beitza, which I can go into the old Gemara now, that says we consider like Mimbimino, so therefore it's no riot to the riff. Says the Ran, Vili Nirin Devi Rav Alpazal. Can you imagine that? He's going to defend the riff, even though it seems to be against everybody. Why? Watch, it's a Lumda Shavar. It's a famous Ran's Lumdas. The Chitanan Hocha, the Dovar, sheyesh lo matirin, b'she'eino mino batel. Watch this now. Hani mili, kol she'osur achshav. Look inside the Ran. Right now it's osur. V'osid lios niter achazman. Kinedorim, should become iborali, gabin rabbanon, b'kulu isure min b'mino batel. Watch this. Kamo b'she'eino mino. Maroch hachomim lechalek b'damashesh matirin. Bein mino sheino mino. Umeiz atam. He asked a very lumdish question. He's not going to take it at face value. What? Tova shesh matirin is not bought the bell of only b'mino. Not b'sheino mino, said the Ran. I want to know why. Explain me why. B'kach nira li b'tam o'shodom. Watch this. A genius idea. Is a very deep Ran. You have to watch every line carefully. See what the Ran says. The Chazina de la Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda, if the Gubba Min Bemino Ibat Lolo. Everybody knows this. We spun about this many months ago. Kwan de Rabbi Yehuda Min Bemino Lo Bottle, Dama Parva Dama Soir. Kwan de Rabbanan, it's unique then by Olos, by Rabbanas, doesn't apply to General Macholos Asuas. Fine. It says in Akoma, it's Rabbi Menachos Chabez. The Shnea Mikroecha Dosh, the Chsiv, the Lokach Midama Parva Dama Soir, Afo Pisha Dama Shapar Meruba, Meruba, Korole Dama Soir. Alma, lo, batil. Are you following along? Is it big enough in the back? Is it? Yes or no? Not so big. Can you squint and see it? Okay. I'm afraid that right. The kasav Rabbi Yehuda, ta'inatama mishum, the min b'mino lo batil lefi. Watch this now. Shekol dova shu dome lechavero, eno machlisho mevatlo. Alamamido mechaskus alom de shavar. Rabosai, bitul requires contrast. The greater the contrast, one can knock out the other. Rabosai, min bemino, there's no contrast. Devakun de Abiyuda, it's not batel. Wow, alum de Shavart. Shemhachi, sfile Abiyuda, the min bemino, excuse me. Bekulu Isui, the min bemino lo batel. Fine. Rabbanon, lo mashmaluach, the mikomako, min b'mino. Watch this, lumdus. The iser veheder ain't domin zelazet. Came in the chad osur, the chad shari. Hey, don't follow the physical, Rabbosai. We live in a spiritual world. Follow the spiritual. One is osur, one is mutter. Ain't roar lechachar dimyon and beetzem physical. Elacha chilukin, chilukin be'isa v'heter. Yeah. The time of the Mapar, the Vala Masor, Mishum, the Keva, and the Shneem, Olin, Kloma Shaksheim, the Zrika, and Vala Zezet, the Chihech, the Rabbi Yehuda, also Acha Dimyon be'etzem, physically, also Rabbanon, Acha Dimyon, ha'heter. Because they're all considered to be mutter, they're both olos, par and soyer. Ulefichach. Kol shechalukin v'iser v'heter afilumin b'mino butl. Why? Look at this lumdus of Rabbanan, amazing. The havelay kimin b'she'eno mino pillei plo. Rabbanan say, but you Rabbi Yehuda call min b'mino based on the physical world. We label it as min b'she'eno mino because halachically they're different. One is also one is mutter, as opposed to the case of dampar damasura. They're both can't eat it. They're both. Set aside for his rikal on his beach. So therefore, dama parva dama sor. We say there one's not about the other because there's insufficient contrast, both physically and even halachically. They're both kosher as rika. Oh, fine. The chiheich of the Rabbi Yehuda ozel achadimyon haetzem physical, as the rabbanon achadimyon haheter ulefichach kol shechalukin beisa veheter. I feel the mimbamino bottle, the havale can mimbashen amino again. Amazing. So far, so good. This is just a brisker analysis of Bittul in general. He hasn't gotten to our topic yet of Yesh Lamatirin. Now comes the punchline to bring that brisker analysis to bear on our sugi. Umishamachi Arminan, Bidavash Yesh Lamatirin. Not to Rabbanu Mishim Chumra, Lidi Rabbi Yehuda. That what? Rabbanan agree. b'mimidas lo batal. The kevan she'ein davar zeh choluk min ha'heta legamri b'yisr v'heta. Why? Shariyaf who? Even the yisr. Sofa lios niter kamohu. Wow, this is our alum de shavart. Aminon she'eino batal b'mino. Why? Diachi havidami tuva chada havidami tuva. It's too comparable to me b'mino. Why? Chada she'en shav b'mino physically. Behold, she'en chaluk and legami b'yisr v'heta. Because it's even the yisr v'mekam mutter. Shum hachi lo batal. Period. Ela b'shein amino, why? They should also chiluk sheyesh ben min l'shein amino physically yashnim will complement and complete also shivush and itosef kan b'shem dava sheyesh l'matirin. Rav Osai, can you put numbers on it? Isa v'heter is 10. Put number 10 on it. Isa is 10 stages away from heter. Fine. Dava Sheshla Matirin, Rav Osai, is only 5 stages away from Heter. Because right now it's an Issa, which may have Heter at the end. But physical Min B'Shein Amino is also 5. So you have 5 points here, 5 points there. Add it up, you have 10 points, which is enough of a contrast to yield Bittul. Let's chazer again. Dava Sheshla Matirin is only 5 numbers away from Heter. So you need 10 to be Matirin. So therefore, there's no din of Bitlam and Bimina. If it's Dava She'en Lo Matirin, it's 10 away from Heter. So it's enough to be Mavatla right then and there. If it's Dava She'en Lo Matirin, again, Ein Lo Matirin is 10 away, even Bimina is Batla Barov. Yesh Lo Matirin is only 5 away, and it's Bimina, so that's 0. So you only have to put 5, not enough. But it's Dava She'esh La Matirin V'shmin V'she'en Amino. So 5 plus 5 is 10. The physical thing is worth 5. And the halachic difference between Issa She'esh Lohet on the one hand, Het Dagam on the other hand, is also 5. 5 plus 5 is 10. What an amazing round. Amazing. I lost my spot. Where am I? We read this already. Hilko. Kol shuwa sarach shaveno chosu min isru ala shosu liyos niter liyachazman. Also chisoran shal isr, which limits the contrast to what we call half. Kevin shumuot roi ushtiashli menu osu chilek shesh men mino shen amino physically. Am kshiyesh lo ach shav heter. Oh, what it's mutter right now? Now it's mutter. Kiyahi the perik meshilin shaf mayim b'melach mutar and achshav b'mokam shiragle shnein shavim bo. Rabosai, this is much closer to heter than yesh lamatirin. Why? Because right now, one person owned the flour, one person owned the water, and now in this spot, it's within the tchum of both of them. So right now, it's mutter for everybody. That's much more close to heter than a dove which has some kind of futuristic heter down the pike. Ah, look what he says. Where is it? Hare niskayev harbe heter shalisa lemayim melach shavach shal shnei mutarin v'kevon shesh heterim korov i'ev shal achilak shesh ben min shen amino shashlimenu. I both say how I put it in points. If right now we can eat, I and you, I own the camp at the flour, you own the water, we're both in the same range, even though there's a potential problem. If it goes out of your range or out of my range, that's only worth 3 points. 3 points. And the change in min is only worth 5 points. 3 plus 5 is 8. Not enough. You need 10. I'm giving numbers just to make things easy to understand. Fine. Okay. Toshas Rabbanan Chiluk. The head of Yisra Odeflu Michiluk the Min Mishen Amino the Baha the Pligel of the Rabbi Yudah Hilka Davashu Niter Achshav Umelach Ro Amayim Amelach right? It's right now it's perfectly permissible. Royos shall use batal the gabi isa. Afagad the mimishen amino. Mimasha roy shall use batal. Davashu osir achshav osir liyos niter. Achazman. That's 5 points. Gabi mimimino. Umishem hachi. Nehi de maskina and the davash eshel matirin. Bishen amino. Batal. Meshu osir achshav. Asigram ashi osam. The mayamu malach sheni torin achshav. Ain't a betel negabe Yisa, af a pish of mimishen amino. Meiridik. Meiridik. Skipping a little bit. Oh. Now go back to the riff. Upasha foy matzli betanur. Lohodanya. Like the Gemara in Beitza, why? Shav Avshav Yesh Lahet Aliyokla Shalom Bekuta. Right now, this meat, which absorbed the smell of fleshiks, which is not halakhically fatal, but still, you can have it with meat. What right do you have to have it with butter? You have no right. Hilkum Medinu, that Filashen Amin Allah Bato, so the riff is correct, Rabosai. Meiridik. This is the riff. He likes the riff. He likes the riff. Thinks the riff is great. The riff is terrific. There's one kasha though. It's the last few lines. On both sides, the last 6 lines of the page. Reach the shikshu alav on the riff. But I mean in Yevamis pei aleph. Kabe chaticha shel chat l'shenis arba b'mea chaticha shel chulin lo tal. It's wrong. Why is it wrong? My boss, this is the Gemara I put on the Marma Kamas. It's really pay base of an alf. Why is it wrong? Look at the quotes of Gemara. Ulaman. Ilakoyen Mishrashari. If it's for a Kohen, my boss, Echad is more different from the very beginning. Beginning to end, straight from top to bottom, it's always mutter. Eli Yisrael, li olam asur. If it's for Yisrael, achadus is always prohibited. Alhad Ravashi bedusi alma lo mikri dava sheesh lematirin ella mai de aser ha idna ulabasa zim neshari aval hai pita manasha b'hadei bistro li olam shari vi bekutcha li olam asur. Lo mikri dava shesh la matirin kimaskana da hasa. The kash against the riff. Yesh la matirin. If it starts the same object, starts of us, ends up mutter. You don't have that in the Gemara Yevamos by Chatz. You don't have by the riff's case either. He says no. Yevamos means as follows: the kevan de Yisrael la olam aser lama nachem yir etzel Yisrael. They had Teira and Shilkoin. Ain't it been it? It makes no sense to be Macha for your struggles that can't eat it. Abu Pasha Afom Sli Betanur came and she ate low. Ulachal Adam had their bar Akshav. Royal Ahakma Bitula for Dava Poshadu Rabosai. You can't compare Katas to a bread which is a flesh you can smell, because here everybody can have Hector. Everybody can have with fleshiks. Not enough to put butter on it. You live without butter. Ad kan Rabosa the Ran, the famous Ran in the Dorim, Daflun Beis Amanal. At first glance, Rabosa, Rashi and the Ran are completely at variance. Rashi understood Dovash Heshna Matirin to be a Balabat Shecheshman, Achet Ochlenna Beis Ochlenna Beheter, and the Ran is a super fancy Lumbus. There's a very fancy Lumbus here in the Ran in the Dorim, Daflun Beis. Nothing to do with each other. Two totally separate concepts. So it would appear. Fine. The problem is, when you get run into certain issues, which are going to cause us grief. And in order to save time again, I'll try to get you here. What was our tear from before? No. We had the Megillah Sefer on here somewhere. You have to go back and get it again? Why? Hebrews, all Hebrew books.
You could. I don't know who's this. Who's this? It's not mine.
Whatever it is. I thought we had it on a chair. No? Start again? Derech Aruka Shik Tzara. Start from scratch. Okay. Kuf base. 177. Hakdama. Now, both sides, gentlemen, we're going to give a Hakdama to this sugya, okay? We're going to follow the very beautiful footsteps of the Baal Megillah Sefer. Called to Rav and the Chumas. Emphasize the name Rad. Remember the name Rad? We just came off of Rad. Chomet she nisarev konam ha-Pesach eino chozim v'ner v'Pesach shendachal ha-bitl kvar konam ha-Pesach. Okay? This is very relevant. It's almost Pesach on both sides. Am I correct? Scary. 3 weeks from tonight is Bedikas Chomet. Is that true, Rav Osa?
Yes.
Woo! Woo! Okay. Av shal chometz konim zmano adayin heter. Heter beheter gamkin bottle. Who said heter beheter's bottle? Arrived from a mission kalayim. Semer gemalin. There's no problem kalayim. Semer rechelim from sheep, but there's certainly problem kalayim. Shetor from zeh bezeh. And by rov me gemalin, bottle semer rechelim mutlai bo pishna. If a majority of camel wool and the minority of sheep wool, you get a mix in linen. Umuchach the gam heter beheter bottle. Who adin chometz konim zmanu. Fine. Al pizeh hitir aran halacha lemaisa. Litcha on konim ha-pesach chitin mevulkos. We saw this before. Im she'ena mevulkos. The kodem azman adayin heteru. Ein bezem ishum. We saw this in that pakin tzadi test. Ein mevat nisal chatchila. Meidach. Chala bitl kvar korim ha-pesach ein ha-chozim v'nei ha-pesach. Fine. This is the round we saw this round, if you recall, a month ago. Shukra b'kiveger says this is against the round in the dorim. There we said heta b'heta lo batal. That was the whole vark, Rabosai. The chazir again to the das haran zoi ha-sima shal rabonan namapar ein ha-mevatlas damasor to kevin the shneim olin al mizbeach u'ksheim nizrika and mevatlas zezet. That's a verbatim quotation we just saw. Rabbi Yehuda derived from Dama Par Dama Sara for all min b'mino. He's quoting it. Physical. Rabbanan, though, we go with the halachic. Okay? Fine. According to the Rad, that's what Chazal amach, where yesh the matirin. Not enough of a contrast. Well, min b'mino, he gives a summation of the Rad, which we saw already a minute ago. Fine. Look at this modern Hebrew. So he says, he said, Lochmir also Shivyon Muot Sheyesh Beinayim Bezeh Shemutol Yachazman. They're slightly related. One is also which will be mutol later on. What is Heta Gama? Slightly connected, slightly compared. Mashlim. Look at this modern Hebrew word. Hashoni Bein Amina Beetzem. What's Shoni mean? The difference. So the physical difference complements the significant halachic difference, which is not significant enough because it's Issa has some heter, but the physical difference is enough to complement it and complete it. Fine. Abi zeh kosev arat, the riff is chazing over. The riff is different because the riff it's heter even now. What do you see from this whole thesis? Heter beheter ain't a bottle against the chuvis. Psha. Steering the run. Hiksh Adam Koshak and Basil. Kivegan. Chazar again. The whole rat in the door is assuming that Heter Beter is not bottle. Rat in the Shiva says Heter Beter is bottle. Chometz before Pesach? Question number one. Question number two. What will the Ran do with the Mishnah in Kalayim? That's what he quoted in his tshuva. Kivega says over there, but the Ran didn't have to say, Semer Rechelim lo nechshav leheter. Why not? Came in the Yeshal of Achshav Dinin. She also la'arav also bepishna. For the nechshav hu le'isser v'shayek v'toraz bitter. Right now, Rabosai, right now, sheep's wool, although by itself is permissible, it has dinim on it, potentially very damaging dinim. Namely, that if you will mix it with linen, it's a disaster. Contrasted with wheat before Pesach. So there's some chametz tikka kernels. So what? Today chametz, I had it for breakfast. I don't know if you did. But chametz today is innocuous. Yeah? Raksh ain't love shum din kwal chavas kwal mano. That's called heter. That's called heter. Comes out that the rod in the Durham is arguing the rod in the tshuva. If tsemer rechelin is heter or iser. It's intolerable. It's stewing the rod. Further than that, you have the famous riff that we keep talking about. The what? If you have bread that was roasted in an oven, which has a smell of meat, you shouldn't have it with milk, because yeshlo matirin. Okay? And we said before, it's even more chomer, because now there's a heter. Why is this different, he asked? From tzemer gemalim, shetar from tzemer mechelim, shemuta lechat chila l'ovim b'pishna, av sheyeshlo matirin l'ovim b'mina machayim, rebbeinu shel olam. How can you allow this mixture of mostly camel's wool And a minority of sheep's wool to be mixed in with linen, mixed with something else? So yesh lo matirin. It's the same paradigm. As a matter of fact, there are those who argue on the riff for this very reason. Let's take a look together. We haven't seen the Gemara yet today. Open the Gemara, the Mordechai Simen Tov Resh Samachay, the name of the Rav Yom. They both say, open it up. We like to see things in. We've seen the Shulchan Aruch today. We haven't seen the Gemara yet today. Open it up, please. My Mara Makomas, it says Mara Makomas b'Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya. I didn't write that in Chul because there's nothing in Chul. Only in Chul is this one Mordechai. This is it. For Yesh Lamatiri. Take a look. Tov Reish Samachay. It's page Tesvov. It's the second wide line. If you have my edition, after the indent on the left column, page Tesvov. Rav Yoh Polig al Svaras office. Because of Masha Omaha Rav David Dovah Shesh Lamatirin Ein Nirali. Why? The also Inyan Shenesar, which means Milchix, who Oster Adliola, who also Dovah Shehutar Dahainu Bulokut, I should say, without milk. Lo Nesa Meolam. Oh man. That's a Gemara comparable to the Gemara in Masechta Yevamos that we saw. Great kash. That's a chidush yan shel shem. Vida shekosan maram the nogu lifsa garav alfas b'dava shlo nechul gawala batosis. Avol chumas adeshen. No, the Rav Yoh is right. Tovi perik ha'orel. Rav Ashi said, "Seifa in the time of Mishum to have the davar shvatirin." Lekach. Ein atruma b'teila, the yochel akohen liyochlo, and the Talmud says b'dusi. It's wrong. The Mamanasha, ila kohen mishrishari straight through, ila Yisrael meisar also straight through. Pirish the kohen shari filu below bittel, uli Yisrael adayinu aser, b'hainu ma mishke svaras Rav Yoh. So therefore, the riffs against the Mefurash Gemara in Masechta Yevamos. We have a problem here on both sides. A problem. Let's take a look. So the Ran gave a teretz. We saw the Ran's teretz. What's the Ran's teretz? Shani chat asal Yisrael liolam asur. Hashem came pass shafon basar sheesh lo tzad heter l'chol adam loch lebekutach. Truma says, like this distinction. He gives Nafka Minas. Fine. Achor, the Mishnah Kilayin, is a riot to the Truma Sedeshin against the Rif. Kiveg already said it in a few places. Rabosai, why don't you take a look quickly? He tells you to look at Shulchan Aruch, Simon Sadi Tes, end of Sivov, in the Rebbe Kiveg. Let's see inside, a little bit more anchored. Simon Sadi Tes Sivov, Rebbe Kiveg is coming. Ularif Koshali. You see it? It's going on the Shachov base. Eich Yitaritz Masnisim de Kalayim. Perk Tes Mishnah Aleph. Titzemer Gemalim, Titzemer Rechelim. You're allowed to mix in linen. Vahosam Havi Gamkein Heter Beheter. The Yachol Atofer Shalom Bepishnah. Afal Bikain Botel Vitzarachi. This is the Kasha we saw. Want to see it inside in paper, pen and paper. Here it is. Yeah. Yeah. So pass it or pass like the riff. Why? Dogim shinis bashul bikdeira shlerach zosay yafa mi abasu adavik ba shishin kidegan abasu mutlachun bechatchila bekutach. Why? What about the riff? Okay. Further than that. Rabosai, you have a big kash. With a big kash. According to Rashi, Rabbi Osai, and I want you to answer this question yourself if you have an answer. Why the distinction between mid bimino and mid bishen omino? The Rag have a super fancy lumber to explain why. But Rashi is the Balabatish. Right? So mid bimino should be also mid bishen omino also. It's a great kash. Great kash. Who has this kash of the Ramo? Torah's Chattis. What did he say? So it's quoted over here, and now it's Simon. Simon Kuv Beis. Take a look. It's quoted. Open up the Simon Kuv Beis. You'll see it's quoted. Shach is Sifkot and Dalet. Let's read the Shach Sifkot and Dalet. What does it say? B'she'enim in a butler b'shishim. Af agav del inyam beriyam v'chaticha v'l'skabeim. And chilek ben this arva b'mina shlo b'mina. Yeah, shani hocha. What's that? What is he saying? Look at the words. The ein hachashivus mitzad ha'isur atzmo. As in the case of Rodas Kavod Averia. Ella me achar shi elo heter achar kach lo rotsu chachamim she is bat. Fine. V'chol shen this arva shlo b'mina. Ein aheter nikro al hadover ha'osu. Elo al shem dovesh in his arebo. V'havi kimi she'ein lo matirin. In case of Torah's chatz. What is he talking about? What is he saying? It sounds like it's a game of semantics. If it's min b'she'ein omino, the Isra is called by the name of the heter. So as if the Yis is not there anymore. It's Mimimino, and Yis is considered to be there. It's an interesting semantical chiddush of the Torah Schatas. The Taz quotes him and says, Ein atam ze maspikol kach. Should have quoted the rap. The Taz says, hey, not so pasha what he means exactly. What does he mean? Explains it here. Brackets. The Mimim b'sheino mino. Habitul Yoser Chazok, v'ha'isu k'misha eino, mash'enke b'mimimino, t'isu k'man d'isa, elashu batal. That also doesn't have a full explanation. The Ran never quotes Rashi. More than that, Rabosai, based on Avdalid, sveka the Rabbanon l'chumra. You have to accept Rashi. And Rav Rashi sounds once from the other, as we saw in the Rashi of Avdalid, and I'll quote the Rashi good. According to the Ran, it's Shver, B'Kiveg, it's Kasher. So the Yad Yehuda has a great answer. Watch this answer. Watch this. My Rebbe often uses this kind of logic. The B'tam Ha'din Shech Mir Yesh Matirin Gam Horan mode of the Rei Rashi. Aval hageder shel hadin. Who could the pirush Rabban Adar? Rabbi Osai, the reason is one thing, but the definition is another. So the reason is Rashi's reason, reason is tells us why Svekad Rabbanon is the Chumrah. But the gather that's not batel is the Ran's fancy gather in the Darman base. That's what Yadud says. Okay. There are many other kashas. Time does not allow me to go into all the details. Let me show you one final thing. Uliyashet kol akushis. Nira. Quotes some other achronim who say it. Quotes three of them. Beis asvara shal Rashi v'Haran sricha zu l'zu. Kamaran moda l'svara Rashi b'tarova shal yovesh b'yovesh. Ah! The Ran agrees to Rashi. Rabbi Osai. The Ran agrees to Rashi. Yovesh b'yovesh, right? One egg, another egg. They're separate entities. There, we say the balabata shesvara, Rabbi Osai. Because Rabbi Osai, you have three separate eggs. One is born on Yontif, two are not. So we should say that whichever one was born on Yontif is commanded Isa. The Mechaba Pasim, you cannot, one person shouldn't eat all three eggs. Doesn't that transform into Heter? It is something which is awesome, but you're allowed to eat it because it's bottle. So Eli Rashi says, no. Why rely on bittel? You're eating an issa bittel. Eat it when it's all heter. Wait till tomorrow. Oh, watch. The balach ha isur nigrar achar arov who bottle elov who command the lesser dummy. Rabbi Osai, if you have, take our example since we need 60. You have 1% tarfus. 99% kashrus, you can't taste the tarfus. The tarfus is now non-existent. It's non-existent. Yavish b'yavish, it exists. It's a separate entity. It just got dissolved into the rest. It's mamish non-existent. So the question becomes, what do you mean? Ashtoch lenu b'yistoch lenu b'yistoch. You're not eating it b'yisr. It's non-existent. The ain't kind of old Isser, as I just said, disappeared. What was that? Shrikha Manal Svara Saran. The ain't no bottle, Mishum, the Choshev, Keheter, Beheter, Uchemimid Rabbi Yehuda. Ama Biyavish, Biyavish, Ulehepech. The Shom Lo Shayech Svara Saran. The Regam Rabbi Yehuda Mode, Biyavish, Biyavish, the bottle. It's a Tyson Mephorish and Yavamis. Vuadin. Beheta beheta le rabbanon, as the Achronim ask. B'sham tzvichon tzvaras Rashi, ashtoch lene b'yisr, toch lene beheta. B'shem diyavish b'yavish isr command the isa, beheta shel bitlu heta misafek. Das kam rishonim also lechol as hakol b'vasachas. Look at Kuftes, the discussion over there. Ashtoch lene b'yisr ayadei bitlu, toch lene nachas man beheta. Yeah, because he command the isa dami. Oh, this being the case. But the machmer the minim beitza, yesh the material biyavish biyavish, who al pi svaras Rashi, lach balach is svaras Haran. They don't argue. They don't argue. They're all agreeing in two different cases. Rabbi Osai ein kamach loikes, and the Taz quotes Rashi in Aleph, and quotes Hey, and quotes the Ran and Hey, yeah, okay, yeah, dude has his own shot. We said before. Now you understand. Rav Ashi derived Sfeik de Rabbanon Lobotel from Yeshua Matin Lobotel. How? No, Miyavish the Yavish on both sides. In Yavish the Yavish, the Rabbi has to concede that the Svar Ashtochem is Tochana Beheta. That same Svar would tell us to be Machu by Sfeik de Rabbanon. Yeah. And the Rif also works out nicely. Why? Why? Because the ribs told him, alach balach. There's some smell of the meat. Someone got absorbed into the piece of bread. Abel tarova shayavish biyavish. Dechmira mishum asvara. Ashtoch lena biyis toch lena beheter. Yesh lomar. The more the harif, the chmiru rak ba'ofen sheyesh heter l'masha nesar. Below ba'ofen sheyesh heter shelo nesar me'olam. Rabbosai. The riff agrees to that nekuda. That's the place of Mishnah Kilayim. Tzemer gemalim and tzemer rechelim shetorfen zebezeh. Lo nidan yesh lamatirin. Why? Kevin avitaruva shel yovesh bi yovesh. When it comes to yovesh bi yovesh, Rabbosai, we don't consider to be yesh lamatirin in this kind of a case where everything is heter. Chazim again. Why did the Rif say there's a problem? Is by lach balach. So therefore, heter beheter is a major problem. It's insufficient contrast. But yavesh be yavesh, then the Rif will agree it's only a problem when what you have in front of you now is also is going to become mutter. We apply the principle. But over here, by Tzemer, that principle does not operate. Whatever was Asur, it remains Asur. Whatever was Mutter, remains Mutter. It's Yavish be Yavish. That's what he says. This is a very deep idea. I'll show you one more thing before we're sort of out of time already now. Let's stop now. I don't want to go further. We'll stop right over here. You see, get the idea what's happening over here. The two different dinim and Yeshna Matirim and Rashi and Rana said disagree with each other, but they complement one another. Rashi by Yavish by Yavish and the Rabbi Lach Balach. Okay? We'll stop here. Do you want to have a mincha? If you do, please raise your hand.